Hello, everyone. My name is Nelson Lloyd, and you are now tuned in to The Nelson Lloyd Show, and I'm the host. I research and review WWE updates, wrestling, and movies, and things in that nature, so I am so excited. This is my first podcast, so today we are going to be talking about WWE Evolution. So first, to read some of this information for yourself, visit www.24wrestling.com. Now, WWE announced a women's battle royale and announced more female wrestlers to be included in the match, such as Michelle McCool, Kelly Kelly, Maria Kanellis, Molly Holly, with Hall of Famers Ivory and Alundra Blaze. So I am really excited to see that. And now, let's get into the Raw Women's Championship. Nikki Bella versus Ronda Rousey. Now, last Raw was crazy. I mean, that the way they cut that promo, it was insane. And then they had the security guards come out, and then when Ronda Rousey said, "The only door you've ever knocked down was the door to John Cena's bedroom," the crowd was crazy. I know they was amazed. They was probably like, "Woo!" They was loud. And then when she said, "And he eventually kicked you out of that exact same door," I was like, "What? No, no way, no way." And then she was saying that the Bellas, they basically was handed everything. And I was just like, "No, no, the Bellas, no." Everybody always says that because of who they date and who Nikki dated. And I think that's just bull, in my opinion. But I just know that last week's Raw was crazy. It was just insane. And Brie Bella isn't like announced for any match. But rumor says that she just might face Maryse because neither of them are announced. So she just might face Maryse. But unless Maryse turns face, I clearly doubt it. Now let's get into the tag match, which will have WWE Hall of Famers Trish Stratus and Lita go up against Alexa Bliss and Mickie James. Now, last Raw, they were literally talking about practice. And I'm serious, they were talking about practice. There's one more week to Evolution, and that's what they want to talk about, practice. Now, I read a passage, this may be a rumor, but it was stating that Trish and Lita might have some matches after Evolution. So if Alexa Bliss and Mickie wins, the rivalry still has a chance of continuing. And if there really will be women tag team titles, Trish and Lita just might go after them. Even though most of the tag teams are in the battle royale. So hopefully they announce it after Evolution. Like right after, I'm talking about the next Raw after Evolution. So that's all we have for the tag match. Now let's get into the SmackDown Women's Championship match. Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch in the first ever Last Women Standing match. Now, this rivalry has been intense, and the crowd just don't know who to cheer for. I'm like, for real, I don't even know who to cheer for, but I'm just going with my girl Charlotte. But that no DQ match was crazy. It was just crazy. And the way Charlotte speared her, it just looked like she broke her wrist. I mean, it really looked like she broke her wrist. And Becky Lynch always walking out of something. You didn't walk out of the arena when you attacked Charlotte, did you? But once you have an actual match with her, you want to walk out. It's just crazy. Especially how WWE is booking everything. They're doing so good. They're doing an amazing job because I'm really starting not to like Becky. And that's the whole goal. But this rivalry has been building up and it's crazy. And who knows? Maybe they're going to become friends after Evolution and go for the SmackDown tag titles because they need to bring the tag titles. I mean, come on. Once they bring the tag titles, then women will be on TV more than ever. So, and get this, y'all. If Trish Stratus wins, she'll tie up with Charlotte, only if Charlotte loses to the most pay-per-view wins. That's only if Charlotte loses, but if Charlotte wins, then Trish better win another pay-per-view so she can tie up with Charlotte again. But that's all we really have besides Becky. Oh, Beck, last SmackDown was crazy. Becky was on Edge's show, right? And then she was basically saying she isn't interested in being Charlotte's friend anymore at all. And then Charlotte came out with a promo. She was kind of calm, but it didn't look like she was about to attack Becky. And she was the one who attacked Becky. So that was really mind-blowing. And it took so many guards to get her off of Becky. Oh my gosh, that was so crazy. Yeah. So, we also have another rumored match that includes the Riot Squad going up against Bayley, Sasha Banks, and Natalya. None of them are announced to be on any match, and that includes the Women's Battle Royale. So hopefully this is scheduled and this match is made, because this would be a pretty good match. I mean, not Evolution worthy, but they're not scheduled for anything, so why not? I haven't really seen much of the Mae Young Classic matches of 2018, but I will cover that next week when I have the proper research and have watched the matches. Now let's get into NXT! Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler for that NXT Women's Championship. That will be a groundbreaking match. There has been such a build-up and an incredible rivalry. And we've seen what they can do and how they work. Judging from NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, when Kairi beat Shayna, man, that match was out of control. It was just crazy. It was so crazy. So, I know for a fact that this match is going to be groundbreaking. I kind of want Kairi Sane to win. But Shayna Baszler, she is tougher than tough. But I would have wanted to see Shayna versus Ronda. Maybe all the champions could fight against each other, which would be... Well, I would hope that Shayna would beat Kairi the following NXT for the championship. Then it would be Ronda versus Kairi versus Becky. That would be a good match. That's what I was hoping. But I just know that match would be groundbreaking. But here's the thing. Like, a lot, almost all the women from NXT haven't been announced or rumored for any matches. Like, Bianca Belair, Candice LeRae, Dakota Kai, Lacey Evans, Nikki Cross, Vanessa Bourne. None of them. So, we need to figure out something. We need some, at least some rumored, but we need announcements. I mean, there's been so many random matches for Evolution. Like, this is the first ever all-women's pay-per-view, and this is how they're booking it. I mean, it's not a bad book, but come on now, it's just out of control, it's out of hand, it's messy, I'm not even gonna lie, but I'm looking forward to it, but I feel like it should have been many rivalries going on to make the matches go. Now, that's all we have as of now. The next week after Raw and SmackDown and NXT, we'll know hopefully all the details for Evolution, so thanks for listening. Make sure you like, comment, and follow. My name is Nelson Lloyd, and you just listened to The Nelson Lloyd Show. Peace out.